Hey everyone, this is Jordan from SleekLens.com, and welcome to probably one of the most popular podcast episodes, and these are the reoccurring contest, the raw edit contest announcement. This is the announcement of all the winners, and this one is for the April 2019 contest. And just before we get into announcing the first place winner, second place, third place, and the honorable mentions, the contest for May, we're going to hold off on the contest for May just because of some technical difficulties that we're having here. But we will fire it back up in June. But if for those of you who are not familiar with the contest, if this is your first time hearing an episode of the Sleek Lens podcast, make sure you go back on sleeklens.com and look at all the podcasts. You can still download the free raw file and play with it if you want to, kind of learn some different editing techniques when it comes to different types of images. So feel free to go download. It's kind of almost like a small free stock library in a way. So yeah, if you're not familiar with it, go back and check out some of the previous images that we, allowed you guys to download and edit and, play with them and have fun with it. So for this podcast, again, we're going to announce the first, second place, third place winners, but we're also going to talk about the honorable mentions, and we'll go ahead and get started with that now. And, I'll put a link in the show notes, to this, this episode so you can see all of the images. If you're sitting by a computer and want to check them out while we're talking about it, feel free to do so. The link is in the description down below, and you can see all the images that were mentioned in this contest this month. Okay, so the first honorable mention we're going to talk about is actually, it's a fairly simple edit. Honestly, it's not too far different from the original raw image, and this is of a lighthouse. So this is not too far off of the original, but for some reason, it just kind of struck me a little bit as just a nice, simple change to an image. Honestly, you don't have to get crazy with all these edits. You don't have to do some crazy things. Sometimes just a simple edit and maybe a little visual effect here and there is kind of a cool little addition to the image. So this one is from I'm going to get most of these names wrong. Just want to let you know. It's from Falkina. I can't even say it. It's a F-E-I-K-E, and then the last name is F-A-L-K-E-N-A. And basically what they did is just did a very simple edit. It's got a little bit of contrast to it, a little bit of warmth, but they added just a small touch of birds right near the lighthouse, and it looks like they maybe lit it up just a little bit with a little bit of light. It's actually just for some reason adding those simple birds, really adds something to the image. Again, it's a very basic edit, but adding something to the right near the lighthouse looks really, really cool. So, again, just a very simple edit, but it really stood out to me for some reason. So, thank you very much for your submission. And now we're going to go over to the, second honorable mention. And the last honorable mention, actually, and that is from a Alvin Herron, H-E-R-R-O-N. Alvin did a really fun edit, kind of made like a train coming in, and got smoke coming out of the thing. It's just a really cool concept. You know, it's a really cool edit. I just like how creative it was with some light coming everywhere. And again, the smoke going everywhere, like a beam of light. Looks like it's out of Star Wars or something coming right out of the lighthouse. I just thought it was a fun, creative edit. Even have a little conductor, a train conductor standing there, and did a great job with shadows and everything like that. So I just thought that was a fun little edit. And when I saw it, I saw a really small thumbnail view originally of it. And I was like, oh, let me check that out. And I opened it up and I was like, well, that's really kind of cool. It's kind of a fun little concept. It looks like the train is actually coming down the boardwalk. So at first I thought he replaced the boardwalk with, train tracks, but it's actually just coming down the boardwalk. So I don't know, just a really, really fun edit. And, thank you, Alvin, for your submission. Okay, so now let's get into the first, second, third place winner. Again, the first place winner gets a $50 Sleek Lens gift card to spend on the site. Just a little fun thank you for you guys for participating. But the third place winner, the third place entry here is actually from a Kamal Borana. I believe that's how you say the name. Man, did he go crazy with the edit. I said earlier that you don't have to get really, really awesome with the really awesome effects, but this one is just it kind of blew me away when I first saw it. It's a very a very conceptual thing with a tornado ripping through the area. Used a little kind of a shattered Photoshop brush, it looks like, where leaves are flying off the trees, the lighthouse is just being demolished, lightning everywhere, rain everywhere. Just a really, really fun edit. I hope he had a fun time making this edit, just because it's a really, really cool concept. Again, just, you know, a lot of people go really nice and beautiful with these edits, but he just took it a totally different direction, and it really, really shows. So I really like that. It's one of those images where if maybe that was going on some sort of like Photoshop course or something like that, where it shows you how to make this, it would just be one of those things that makes me want to take that course, because I want to know how to do all of that stuff with stuff just going everywhere. So just a fantastic edit. If you want to check it out, again, link in the description down below in the show notes. Okay, the second place entry is going to be from a Ho Young Yoo. I believe that's how you say it. H-O-O Young Y-O-O. And they did a kind of a beauty edit compared to Kamal's, I guess, down here. But very nice blending of the Milky Way into the image. I really, really enjoyed that. And it's kind of funny because it's not really realistic as far as what would really happen there. But I was the one who actually took the original image. And when the sun came up on that side of the lighthouse where the camera is pointing, on the other end, that's where the Milky Way was. It was coming up that direction. And I remember thinking, how cool would it be to get, you know, try to get a little bit of a glimpse of the Milky Way when the sun was trying to come up, even though it's very, very hard to do. I remember thinking that. And so when I saw this image, I was like, man, he did it. He got it. He got a little bit of the effect there that I wish I could have had. So, but it's a very good blend of the Milky Way blending into the original image. The sun is very, very bright. And kind of dimmed everything else down. That took the shadows all the way down. It looks like in a lot of places, but really the star there is the Milky Way that's kind of blending in from the top and kind of feathering out at the bottom. It's just a really cool edit. I really like that one just because it's so nicely done. All right, so the first place winner is actually going to be from someone I think last month they entered, and I believe they were either an honorable mention or they were a second or third place winner. Year Out, Y-E-R-O-U-T, they did, again, it's frankly a very simple edit. It just has a very awesome sky replacement. So it looks like it's almost like a tornado sky coming in, behind the lighthouse, and they lit it up a little bit with the light on top. But when I first saw this image, I was trying to pick apart the image to try to see maybe where the blending was for the sky, how well they cut out the sky replacement, if they use Blend If in Photoshop or something like that. And it really shows that it's a really good technique for sky replacement. And it looks really cool. They darkened the grass, so it's not super, super vibrant. You can tell they kind of reflected the cloudy nature of the sky replacement with the kind of a duller grass, duller tones. I believe in the original image, the sun was just blaring right at the image, right towards the camera, took out all the effects pretty much of the sun hitting that. So it doesn't look like the sunrise was even there. So really fantastic. I just now noticed that actually. And it, really fantastic. So, Year Out, I think that's how you say it. Y-E-R-O-U-T. You are the first place winner. If you would like to, email me at jordan@sleeklens.com. And we'll work on getting you that $50 Sleek Lens gift card for the SleekLens.com online store. So thank you all very, very much for submitting this month. It was kind of cool to see all these cool edits. especially because we've had a little bit lesser entries this month, but the quality of the edits is actually really, really there. So I appreciate all of you entering this. And again, May will not be a month that we're going to run the contest, but again, check out sleeklens.com. We got a lot of cool stuff over there, but we will fire it back in June, and we're probably going to do some sort of summer, summer theme then. So that'll be kind of fun. So, thank you guys for joining me in this, week's podcast. I love doing these announcements for the raw edit contest. I just love the raw edit contest in general. And, I really appreciate you guys coming back. So thank you guys for joining me in this, Sleeklens podcast. This has been Jordan from Sleeklens, and I'll see you in the next one.